As people search for ways to calm nerves and pass time, some have rediscovered the virtues of puzzles. Commentator Susan Johnson, who hasn't done a jigsaw puzzle since her childhood, had access to some free ones and decided to give them a try again.
I chose a bird puzzle and casually dropped it on the table at home. I had no plan to actually do the puzzle. It was more the idea of it. But I mentioned to my husband that if he got around to it, perhaps he could get a piece of plywood from the basement so we could spread it out. Growing up, we often had a puzzle going. It made you feel like you were doing something while you were actually avoiding doing something, like schoolwork. But my husband got right into it. The next thing I knew, he had brought up two pieces of plywood, one for the boring blue pieces, puzzle maker say for last, and one for the puzzle itself. He had separated out the key pieces with bits of bird bills and eyes, and he had even begun putting together the border that itself was bird-shaped. It was our first puzzle in 23 years together, and soon it became the focus of our evenings. Our approaches were completely opposite. I searched based on color and image. He focused on outline, whether the pieces had innies or outies, as he called them, as if they were belly buttons. So while I looked for a piece that was part goldfinch and part thistle, he looked for a piece that was innie, innie, outie. This makes sense given our chosen professions. As a writer and former biologist, I am always looking for patterns. As a carpenter, my husband is always looking at wood shapes, sometimes crafting his own with a real jigsaw. It was as if we were two pieces of the puzzle working together to complete the puzzle, sitting on opposite sides. The picture itself didn't matter. We already had that on the cover. What mattered was that we kept puzzling it out, how each of these thousand pieces united into a whole.
Susan Johnson teaches writing at UMass Amherst's Eisenberg School of Management. This is New England Public Radio.